Go to John 10. John 10, verse 30. And now we get to some verses that some people will say, oh, but this is the proof. That Jesus and the Father are the same person. Now, let's read that. John 10, 30. Because it actually points out the opposite if you read the context. I and my Father are one. Yeah, this is a verse that people will go to. Now, if you read the context, if you read the next verses, you will start seeing that that's the wrong interpretation. Of course, we already read so many other verses that say the opposite. Just go read 31 till 38. And see if you still have that same feeling that, Jesus is the Father. Yeah. 31 to 38. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, many good works have I shewed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? Then the Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy. And because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, is not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father had sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him.
آنگاه یهودیان باز سنگها برداشتند تا او را سنگسار کنند. عیسی به ایشان جواب داد: از جانب پدر خود بسیار کارهای نیک به شما نمودم. به سبب کدام یک از آنها مرا سنگسار می‌کنید؟ یهودیان در جواب گفتند: به سبب عمل نیک تو را سنگسار نمی‌کنیم، بلکه به سبب کفر، زیرا تو انسان هستی و خود را خدا می‌خوانی. عیسی در جواب ایشان گفت: آیا در شریعت شما نوشته نشده است که من گفتم شما خدایان هستید؟ پس اگر آنهایی را که کلام خدا به دیشان نازل شد خدایان خوان و ممکن نیست که کتاب باطل شود، آیا کسی را که پدر تقدیس کرده به جهان فرستاد بدون میگویید کفر میگویید؟ از آن سبب که گفتم پسر خدا هستم، اگر اعمال پدر خود را به جا نمی آوردم به من ایمان می آورید، اما آنچه به جا می آورم هرگاه به من ایمان نمی آورید به اعمال ایمان آورید تا بدانید و یقین کنید که پدر در من است و من در او.
Yeah, again, we see clearly that we are different persons here, the Father and Jesus.
Yeah,
Jesus is showing the works of the Father, not his own works. And then it says, believe that the Father is in me and I in him. We'll come back to this in a moment.
Yeah,
first go to John 12. John 12, 49 and 50. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment. What I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak.
زیرا که من از خود نگفتم، اما پدری که مرا فرستاد به من فرمان داد که چه بگویم، به چه سخن گویم. و می‌دانم که فرمان او حیات جاودانی است. از آن چه می‌گویم، چنان که پدر به من گفته است، سخن می‌گویم.
If Jesus is the Father, how can I say, I have not spoken of myself? Yeah? The Trinity is not a hard doctrine to grasp from the Bible, if you read the Bible. Yeah, that's why even most false Christianity has this right.
Yeah?
Most Christianity will say, oh, God is three in one. Now, some people might not believe what the Bible says. Yeah, but you cannot deny that this is what it teaches. Go to John 13:1. John 13:1. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end.
و قبل از عید فصح چون عیسی دانست که ساعت او رسیده است و از این جهان به جانب پدر برود، کسان خود را که در این جهان محبت می نمود ایشان را تا به آخر محبت نمود.
Yeah, again, the Father sends Jesus.
The Father loves Jesus.
Yeah, distinct persons. There is a relationship. John
14:6.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Yeah, very known verse.
آیه خیلی معروفی است.
Yeah, going through Jesus to go to the Father.
از طریق عیسی مسیح به پدر رسیدن.
Read on 7 to 9. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that had seen me had seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Shewest the Father?
و بعد از این او را می شناسید و او را دیده اید. فیلیپوس به می گفت ای آقا پدر را به ما نشانده که ما را کافی است. عیسی به دو گفت ای فیلیپوس در این مدت با شما بودم. آیا مرا نشناخته ای؟ کسی که مرا دید پدر را دیده است. پس چگونه تو می گویی پدر را به ما نشانده؟
Oh, if you've seen Jesus, oh, you've seen the Father. They are the same. Now, if you want to understand how God is, how God the Father is, how He's like, you can look at God the Son. Yeah, He is the image. He is what we can see. Read on, 10 and 11. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake.
آیا باور نمی‌کنی که من در پدر هستم و پدر در من است؟ سخنانی که من به شما می‌گویم از خود نمی‌گویم، اما پدری که در من ساکن است، او این اعمال را می‌کند. مرا باور کنید که من در پدر هستم و پدر در من است، وگرنه
Now, again, the statement you have here, I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But then it also says, Jesus says, I speak not of myself.
So the Father that dwelleth in me.
Yeah, but the Father is in Jesus. But it doesn't mean they are the same. Yeah, let's test that logic if you want to go there. That if the Father is in you and you are the Father, that means you are the Father.
Now,
if you're saved, does the Holy Spirit live in you? Yeah. Yes. The Holy Spirit lives in you. Does that make you the Holy Spirit? No. Does that make you God? No. Yeah, He is in you. Go to 2 Corinthians 5, 17.
2 Corinthians 5, 17.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians
5:17. پس اگر کسی در مسیح باشد خلقتی تازه است. چیزهای کهنه درگذشت، اینک همه چیز تازه شده است.
We say that we are in Christ.
ما در مسیح هستیم.
So, are you Christ now?
آیا شما مسیح هستید؟
Are you now Jesus?
آیا تو عیسی مسیح هستی؟ نه نیستی.
That's crazy to say that.
وحشتناک میخوام اینو بگم.
The same is that the fact that Jesus is in the Father and the Father is in Jesus.
عیسی در پدره و عیسی مسیح در پدره.
It does not mean that they're the same person.
به این معنی نیست که یکی هستن.
Go back to John.
یوحنا.
John 14.
14.
And read verses 12 till 16.
آیه 12 تا 16.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide you with you forever.
14 آیه 12 تا 16.
آمین آمین. به شما میگویم هر که به من ایمان آورد، کارهایی را که من میکنم نیز خواهد کرد، و بزرگتر از اینها نیز خواهد کرد، زیرا که من نزد پدر خود می‌روم و هر چیزی را که به اسم من سوال کنید به جا خواهم آورد تا پدر در پسر جلال یابد. اگر چیزی به اسم من طلب کنید من آن را به جا خواهم آورد. اگر مرا دوست دارید احکام مرا نگاه دارید.
Yeah, so here we also have the third person of the Godhead being mentioned.
شخصیت خدای تثلیث رو داریم اینجا.
Yeah, it talks here that Jesus will pray to the Father. Yeah, so God the Son prays to God the Father. And He shall give you another comforter. Yeah, and who is this comforter? Yeah, that is the Holy Spirit, as we'll see in a moment. Yeah, read verse 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwell with you, and shall be in you.
یعنی روح راستی که جهان نمیتواند او را قبول کند، زیرا که او را نمیبیند و نمیشناسد، و اما شما او را میشناسید، زیرا که با شما میماند و در شما خواهد بود.
Yeah, so Jesus is speaking about the Holy Spirit as a different person. He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Yeah? Verse 18. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Now, some will use this verse and say, oh, Jesus and the Holy Spirit are the same. Yeah, Jesus comes to you and He says He doesn't leave you comfortless. Jesus must be the Holy Spirit. No, of course not. Yeah? The Comforter is not Jesus. So what does it mean? I will come to you. Here's the answer for you. What happened directly after the resurrection? Jesus came to the disciples. Go to John 20. John 20, verse 22. John 20, verse 22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Jesus came to them and the comforter that he had promised was given.
Yeah.
He said, I will not leave you comfortless. Go back to John 14 and read verse 20. John 14 verse 20. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you.
و در آن 22 دیگه
در آن روز شما
14:20
و در آن روز شما خواهید دانست که من در پدر هستم و شما در من و من در شما.
Same language. Yeah, I am in my Father and ye in me and I in you. Okay. In the logic of saying that, oh, the Father is the Son, but then it also means that, oh, we are God, yeah, because we are in the Father as well, because Jesus is in the Father, we are in Him. That is a stupid reasoning. Yeah, we are different persons. Yeah, you cannot just take one verse and say, oh, because it says there that Jesus is the Father, and the Father in Him, and then just start claiming that Jesus is the Father. Yeah, we need to compare Scripture with Scripture.
Yeah,
we need to read the context. Go to John 14:24. He that loveth me, not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Yeah, so the words are not mine. So whose are they? Yeah, they are from the Father which sent him. Yeah. Saying that Jesus is the Father.
Yeah,
it's basically making a liar out of
it.
Verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, yeah, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
اما تسلی دهنده یعنی روح القدس که پدر او را به اسم من میفرستد، او همه چیز را به شما تعلیم خواهد داد و آنچه به شما گفتم به یاد شما خواهد آورد.
Yeah, who is the comforter?
اون تسلی دهنده کیست؟
The Holy Ghost. Yeah, this is a verse you should write down.
اون آیه است که همیشه
حفظ کنید. Because there are so many Muslims we talk to.
چون خیلی از مسلمانایی که در موردش صحبت می‌کنیم که میگن محمد اون تسلی دهنده است.
No, Muhammad is the Holy Ghost.
محمد روح القدس.
Sorry, no, that's wrong. The Muhammad is not the Holy Ghost.
محمد روح القدس نیست.
Good day. Yeah. Yeah, Muhammad is not God.
محمد خدا نیست.
Yeah, the comforter is the Holy Ghost.
تسلی دهنده خود روح القدس است.
Yeah. The Father sends the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus,
yeah,
on behalf of Jesus,
yeah,
by the authority of Jesus. Read verse 28. You've heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Same chapter 14.
میروم و نزد شما میآیم، اگر مرا دوست می داشتید خوشحال می گشتید که گفتم نزد پدر میروم، زیرا که پدر بزرگتر از من است.
Yeah, Jesus says, my father is greater than
پدر
I.
من بزرگتر.
Of course, it points again that they are different persons.
بازم میگه متفاوت هستند.
Now, is Jesus less important or less valuable?
No. مهم بودنش کمتره.
Jesus is God.
عیسی مسیح خداست. Yeah?
But he submits His will to the Father. There's a chain of command.
خواستشو به پدر تسلیم میکنه.
Yeah. I don't know anybody. I don't know how anybody can believe in modalism or oneness doctrine.
نمیدونم چجوری یه نفر میتونه اعتقاد داشته باشه که خدا.
If you would have just read the Gospel of John.
فقط اگه کتاب یوحنا رو بخونی. The very book we just
let basic new believers start out in.
تازه شروع میکنه به خوندن کتاب یوحنا.
Yeah, John 15:1.
یوحنا 15:1 میگه.
I am the true vine. And my father is the husbandman.
من تا که حقیقی هستم و پدر من باغبان است.
Yeah, again, there's a difference between God the Son and God the Father.
خدای پدر و خدای پسر.
First 10.
آیه 10.
If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my father's commandments and abide in his love.
اگر احکام من را نگاه دارید در محبت من خواهید ماند، چنان که من احکام پدر خود را نگاه داشتم در محبت او میمانند.
Yeah, again we see this chain of of command here.
بازم مسئولیت
Jesus is keeping
عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, the commandments of God the Father.
خدای کار دستور.
Yeah, he's not keeping his own commandments.
انجام میده نه دستور خودشو.
Yeah, John 16.
یوحنا 16.
And read verses 10 till.
آیه 10.
I think that's wrong. Wait. Read 10 till 13. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will shew you things to come.
و بسیار چیزهای دیگری دارم به شما بگویم، اما الان طاقت تحمل آنها را نداریم. اما چون او یعنی روح راستی آید، شما را به تمامی راستی هدایت خواهد کرد، زیرا که از خود سخن نخواهد گفت، بلکه به آنچه شنیده است سخن خواهد گفت و از امور آینده به شما خبر خواهد داد.
Yeah, again talking about the Holy Spirit as a completely different person.
یه نفر متفاوت
صحبت می‌کنه. Isn't
it? اونیست.
He will guide you. It's a he. Yeah, so the Holy Spirit is different than from God the Father and God the Son. Yeah, and we see also that the Holy Spirit doesn't speak of himself. Yeah, he's speaking of what is already revealed. Yeah, sometimes people say, oh, I have this word from God and I come up with this new doctrine. You know that's not of God. Because the Bible says the Holy Spirit does not speak of himself.
Yeah,
he speaks of what is already revealed.
از اون چیزی که آشکار شده صحبت میکنه.
Yeah, he can speak through the word of God.
میتونه از طریق کلام خدا صحبت کنه.
Which he does. That's how he guides us.
میکنه و ما رو رهبری میکنه.
Yeah, bringing also scriptures to our remembrance.
آیه ها رو به حضور ما و به ذهن ما میاره.
John 16:32.
یوحنا 16:32.
John 16:32.
32.
Yep, 16:32. Behold, the hour cometh. Yea, it is now come that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me.
بدین چیزها با شما سخن گفتم تا در اینک ساعتی می آید بلکه الان آمده است که پراکنده خواهید شد هر یکی به نزد کسان خود و مرا تنها خواهید گذارد اما تنها نیستم زیرا که پدر با من است.
Jesus is not alone.
تنها نیست.
The Father is with him.
پدر با اوست.
John 17:1.
17:1.
These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee.
عیسی چون این را گفت، چشمان خود را به طرف آسمان بلند کرد و گفت، ای پدر، ساعت رسیده است، پسر خود را جلال بده، تا پسرت نیز تو را جلال دهد.
This is Jesus speaking to himself. Because he's also the Father, of course. That doesn't make any sense.
هیچ منطقی نیست اینجا که داری حرفو میزنی.
Two more verses. John 20. John 20:17. Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and your Father, and to my God and your God. Again, clearly different persons. And this doesn't take from the away from the deity of Christ. Remember, how did we start? In the beginning, the word was with God and the word was God.
Now
the word God sometimes refers to God the Father. It sometimes refers to the whole Trinity. Yeah, God was walking in the Garden of Eden. Who was this?
با کی صحبت می‌کرده؟
The pre-incarnate Jesus Christ.
با خود عیسی.
He was talking with Adam and Eve.
با آدم و حوا صحبت می‌کرد.
Yeah, because
خداوند.
God the Father.
خدای پدر.
No man had ever seen.
هیچ انسانی او را ندیده.
Yeah. Jesus.
عیسی مسیح که بود که در باغ عدن قدم برداشت.
Last verse 21.
آیه 21.
Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you.
20:21 باز عیسی بهشان گفت سلام بر شما باد چنان که پدر مرا فرستاد من نیز شما
Again,
را می‌فرستم.
Jesus was sent by the Father.
پدر او فرستاد.
And I even skipped verses.
بعضی از آیه‌ها را حتی باز نکردم.
And this is just the book of John.
فقط کتاب یوحنا.
Yeah, you cannot walk away from.
نمی‌تونی کل کتاب یوحنا رو بخونی و اون آیه‌ها رو نگاه کنی.
Understanding that
و درک کنی
God exists in three persons.
در سه تا شخصیت وجود داره.
Yeah, and again I said I can preach a whole sermon on the verses that show you that Jesus is God.
But
my goal was to show you the Trinity, that God is three in one. And just from the book of John, we already get a very clear picture.
Yeah,
a simple book, an easy book to read. Yeah, God is three in one. There's no way around this. Yeah, anything else is heresy. Again, do I completely understand how God functions? No, I don't. Yeah, but then I do not expect to fully grasp God Almighty.
Yeah,
with my limited brain. I'll just have to take my faith. How he describes himself in the Bible. And he describes himself as one God. Yeah, because there is no other. There is no other God beside him. Yet one God who eternally existed in three distinct persons.
Yeah,
God the Father,
پدر,
God the Son,
پسر,
and God the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
that is the God of the Bible.
Yeah,
that is the God who loves you.
That
is the God who gave his only begotten Son to die for you. Yeah, that's the God who is revealed to us. Yeah, that's a God we can know. That's the God we can look to.
Yeah,
when we look at Jesus, understand how he is.
Yeah,
and Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Yeah, we know how God is like, based on God's word. Amen.
Amen.